T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If you look at the statistics, if I didn't know the final score, I'd say Atlanta United probably would win. 14-6, the shots in favor of Atlanta United. 10-3 in the second half. 69-31, the possession Atlanta United. Against a pressing team, they passed at 83%. They won almost 60% of the duels. I mean, that's a huge number. So you look at all that, and you're like, okay, statistically, that tells you Atlanta United played very well. What happened? They had three or four really, really good scoring opportunities that they just did not convert on. Manuel Castro, first minute of the second half, absolute sitter. I mean, he has an easy goal that he just completely mishits. Mishit another one in front of the net a few minutes later. George Bello, good run down the left wing, hits the crossbar late in the first half. So, I mean, they had chances. They had really, really good chances. They just did not execute. The Red Bulls in that one moment did execute, and that's all it took. Brad Guzan, to be fair, made a couple big saves. Red Bulls could have had a few more goals, too. But I didn't think the scoreline really reflected the way the match played out. I thought at the very least Atlanta United was deserving of a draw.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.